Day.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Welcome this the 28th, that snuck up on me. Show number 30 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am Stuart Howe, your host. Happy to be here on RBN. So thank you, RBN, for having me on once again. Show number 30. Wow, time flies. Hey, I'm so glad you all could join us, whether you're listening live or tuning into a podcast or stream elsewhere later on. I really appreciate you joining us. We've got a great guest lined up for us today, possibly a secondary guest calling in briefly later in the show. But if you're new here, let me tell you why the show is named the White Rose Resistance Hour. During Hitler's reign of terror, there was a group of college students that rose up in opposition to the Third Reich, rose up against them philosophically and intellectually. They were students in Germany at the time. They were wonderful. They put out a series of leaflets questioning the morality of the Third Reich and what they were doing and encouraging all of Germany to rise up in opposition. And they certainly did turn heads, and they certainly did do their part in objecting to the control and totalitarian rollout that was the Third Reich. So now here we are again, folks. Humanity is faced with another rollout of propaganda and totalitarian, basically a dictatorship under the guise of medical emergency and that sort of thing. And so here we are, and a lot of us aren't having it. A lot of us can see this for what it is. It's not good for anyone, and it's not genuine. And we are appreciative of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and decency and honesty and kindness and love and character and morality. And so we are here to encourage each other to do our part, you know, to stand up and have some fun along the way and to enjoy the fellowship of really good-hearted, strong-minded, wonderful people that are, you know, calling BS on all of this nonsense with the masks that don't work, or, a largely non-existent illness, or an illness that is not in the scope of what they would have us believe it is. And they certainly are looking to roll out some awful things on the back of it. So here we are. I've got a great guest calling in pretty soon, I am hoping. He's a busy guy, but I'll let you know as soon as we have him online. So I'm hoping you all are good, wherever you are at. Feel free to take note of the numbers to call in later on in the show. I'll give them out in a minute, so if you got a pen or a pencil handy, grab that, and I'll give them out in a few minutes. So it really is getting interesting out there. I feel bad for our brothers and sisters in a lot of countries around the world that are getting it even worse than we are. They're maybe just ahead of us on the curve. You know, what's going on in Australia and New Zealand, and even, an hour's drive to my north in Canada, is really awful to see what they're doing to people. The lockdowns and the masking and the compliance that they're looking for is really unwarranted. And thank God, I'd like to say a big thank you to the firefighters, and people in any industry that are being asked to inject themselves with this crap from really dubious sources. People are just saying no to that, and I commend you for that, and I would encourage you all to band together because there's strength in numbers, and just to say no to this, because we really can't, as we found out with Trump, we can't expect anyone, really to take care of this for us. I don't believe there is entirely a government fix for a government problem. And in fact, government is slavery. Government is the problem. And the type of people that gravitate to the top of the chains of command in industry, in the corporate world, and in politics just are not good people, as we're really seeing lately. We are really seeing that very clearly. So I can't believe the stuff that they're asking people to do. It is absolutely crazy, to look at what they're asking people in Australia in particular and New Zealand, to not leave their houses, to not remove their face coverings, even to, have something to eat or drink, to basically stay alone, to not leave their homes, is just incredible for an illness that, according to all sensible sources, has an equivalent mortality rate of a bad seasonal flu. I mean, there's a survivability rate, as we all know, of a 99.5 or above percent, depending on what age category you're in. And for the kids, for young people, there's virtually no real serious risk outside of what there normally is every year with a bad flu season. So they are they're pulling them out of school and injecting them in some areas against their parents' wishes, or without even consent, or without having the parents informed. So I would hope that would outrage everybody. So yeah, here we are. We have a lot of good people that are banding together. There are a lot of groups that are just saying no. I'd like to take a minute to thank some of them for helping people to come together. If you're able to, grab a phone or text out to peoplesrights.org. That is a wonderful place to find like-minded people that will, get together to homeschool kids, get together to protect each other's rights should they be infringed on. If there are natural disasters or emergencies, floods, that sort of thing, it's really good to get to know your neighbors. That's something I've been very blessed with up here where I am, making use of people's rights and other groups, even old venues like meetup groups, get together with people that are gardening or sharing resources and just have a potluck dinner. I've really had a wonderful time going to potluck dinners and getting to know people in my community and getting involved in creating a bit of an alternative grid, if you will, of not being so dependent on the goods and services of the control system, of the matrix, if you will. It's been a wonderful experience, and it's there to some degree for everybody in every community, to get together with their neighbors and to become stronger on your own and not be so dependent. Maybe consider taking your money out of banks and your kids out of the schools. And so there's that. So we have a few minutes to go here. We've got about 12 minutes to go to our first break. And I'm hoping we get our guests calling in. They've all been really busy this week, as you can understand. So I'm going to give our call-in numbers here. If anybody would like to call in, our numbers here are area code 512-248-8252. And again, that is area code 512-248-8252. And there's an 800 number also, and that number is 313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. So there you have it. Feel free to call in, and maybe we can take a call before our guest is able to call in. Go ahead and read his bio, because even if he's not able to come on, I still would like you guys to know about him and be able to go to his site. He's a really kind of amazing guy. His name is Jay Dyer. and Jay Dyer. He's an author. He's a comedian. He does a great Nick Cage impression. And I know this for a fact because Nick Cage was a client of mine at one point when I was in the sports car business. And he's a great guy. And Jay does an awesome impression of Nick. So if we get him on, I'll have to see if I can entice him to do a Nick Cage impression. Yeah, so Jay is an author, a comedian, a TV presenter. He's known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, of geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work was focused on psychological warfare and film. He's the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, and co-creator and co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He's been featured in a lot of popular shows and podcasts, and in debates with some of the world's top debaters. He's a very sharp guy, and he's funny too. He's a good-hearted guy. I've shared a mic with him on a couple of radio shows on Boiler Room on Alternate Current Radio. That's where I got to know Jay, and he's an awesome guy. His girlfriend, who may or may not be able to join us, partner in crime there, is named Jamie Hanshaw, and her book is called Weird Stuff, Operation Culture Creation 1 and 2. So there's two versions of that. And Jay is a very well-educated guy. He did his graduate work on the interplay of film, geopolitics, espionage, and psychological warfare. So he does really wonderful work at deciphering film, at doing analysis of film. Over the years, he's done a lot of great work, you know, whether it's The Matrix or different films, and the predictive programming and the propaganda embedded in a lot of films, which a lot of us have suspected or can see to some degree, but he has a very, really deep and rich perspective on that. So whether our friend Jay Dyer can make it on the show today or not, I recommend everybody take a look at his site, and that is Jay's Analysis. And if you go to jaysanalysis.com, there's a lot of really great content. So you can have links to his books and Jamie's books, and a lot of his talks and videos are on there too. And yeah, so he's a good guy. Hopefully he'll be able to make it on. So how's everybody doing out there? Are you guys hopefully not too affected by everything that's going on, and hopefully, you know, you are getting to know your neighbors, and hopefully everybody's list of friends is changing and evolving a little bit for the better through all this. It's been difficult for me, as it is for most of us, to lose some family, to have the ties to our family kind of strained by this. I know in a lot of people's houses, there's big divides now between those that are on the government and media Kool-Aid and, you know, do wear a mask and are obedient and either have or would get the dubious injection, and those of us that won't. You know, so that's an interesting thing to talk about because that's a difficult one. You know, it's something that some people are diplomatic about, some people just avoid altogether, and some people are just real upfront about it. You know, I vacillate back and forth personally between being diplomatic about it and just being, you know, over the top, in your face about it, as I think truth is really important. Let the chips fall where they may. It's been a bit costly. I've, you know, lost some relationships with some friends and family members. But I think it's really important to stay close to principles going through all this, whether that is a faith that you have, whether it's a religious type of faith, or, you know, whether it's just adhering to principles, you know, being willing to look at the truth about things. It's really important to have that anchor point of faith in goodness of some variety, and to have friends that share that value with us. So if you're here, we share that with you, and you are welcome here. And if you are thinking you might want to call in, please go ahead and do that. Again, those numbers are 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. Hey, there's no shortage of things going on around the world. Afghanistan is one of them. I have not been lured into going to the mainstream media outlets about that. I don't believe we ever should have been there in the first place, of course. And it's one of those things that was rolled out on the heels of 9/11, which was my personal wake-up call for what's going on in the big picture. The fallacies that they would like us to believe about 9/11 and the Middle East involvement. So if anybody has info or views on that, feel free to call in. Looks like I've got a caller here. I've got Wolverine or Fred on line one. Fred, are you there?
I am.
Fred, where are you calling from today?
In
what area?
The Wolverine Mitten State.
Okay.
How's that?
All right. So you're north of me then. I'm in North Idaho. Are you across the line north of me?
Well, let's see. My geographic orientation would seem to indicate that we're probably similarly aligned. I know it was what, below Montana, or next to Washington State, and a little below it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
I'm just below Canada. I'm just wedged in between eastern Washington and western Montana.
Hey, you know, I need a place where I can hunt moose. Buddies of mine, veteran brothers that used to go moose hunting in old Canada, turned me on to the Great North Country moose meat, which I ate raw and thoroughly enjoyed. I had known other people who were Roman Catholics, interestingly, and there were four families that I knew growing up that would eat raw meat. I tell you what, man, that moose burger is great.
I would imagine. And we do have moose here, so you're welcome to come to North Idaho. And there are moose here. In fact, the place I live used to be a motel. The name of the motel is the Meandering Moose Motel. And we do have moose in the neighborhood and in the surrounding areas. So I'm right here in Sandpoint, Idaho, northern Idaho, not far from Ruby Ridge. And it's beautiful up here, and there are a lot of hunters up here. And the hunting is really good. The hunting and fishing is phenomenal. So how are things where you are, Fred? What are you seeing from your point of view?
I disdain matriculating in the various venues only because it triggers my warrior spirit so in such a way that I want to rip the masks off people and essentially engage in a spontaneous deprogramming, enlightening strategy. So anyway, the weather, I'll say this, I'll comment on the geoengineering chemtrail activity and HAARP. There is a website, weathermodificationhistory.com, Jim Lee. He's a geophysicist. Weathermodificationhistory.com. I bring this up because Walt Disney in 1959 and Jim Lee presented this on a 50,000 watt syndicated radio broadcast that I guess it was last fall, last September or whatever. Walt Disney 1959 did a segment called Eyes in Outer Space, Eyes in Outer Space, 1959, Walt Disney. And they explain.
I'm going to give you a warning. We're going to have a commercial break coming up here. So when you hear the music come up, we'll fade out, but stay with us through the break because I really would like to hear the rest of the story on the other side, Fred. A touch. Oh, there it is. Can you stay with us? All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break on RBN, the White Rose Resistance Hour.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your parents were undone. 'Cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day. A million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey, 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 hey. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN with Stuart Howe. I've got Fred on the line with us. Fred, thanks for holding on through the break there. You were starting to make some great points about geoengineering, chemtrails, and HARP. Please go on.
Yeah, and I monitor AccuWeather relative to sudden changes that are most anomalous. I first got turned on to that in the early 90s, pretty much, I think it was the summer, spring, summer of 92. And of course, you mentioned Ruby Ridge. Well, okay, that was August 92. And Randy Weaver's son, forgot his name, 12, I think he was only 12 or 10. The Fruquad, the goddamn kosher certified Fruquad FBI goon squad shot their dogs. So Sammy, so young Sammy ran down the hill thinking, well, maybe a bear. So he had a gun. And when he saw these Fruquad FBI goon assassins, he turned around and started running back to the cabin, and they shot him dead. And then Juan Horiuchu, another gadam fruckin' kosher certified FBI goon sniper in the bush, as Randy's wife held the door open, because I guess Randy went out at that point, and then he realized it was an ambush, crossfire. So he retreated, and Horiuchu shot through the head of his wife, who was holding the door open, unarmed. All right, it's hard to forget, isn't it?
Yeah, I've read the court transcripts.
Goddamn hard to forget. So when you bring up the Third Reich, as you did, sounded like you're bringing it up in the context of 6 million Holocaust, that infamous hell I weird 6 million thespian holohoax affair. And I cite Michael Hoffman, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, as an AP reporter in 85, 88, and I think 2001, he covered the Great Holocaust Trials up in Old Canada. It was totally whited out here. You go by the name White Rose. Well, okay, White Rose. That whole affair was whited out here in this country. Okay? And it was whited out. I'm going to read some names to you. I've identified what I'm going to call, thanks to Chris Hinckley. Have you ever heard the term enemy? Know your enemy?
Yeah, hey,
well, here you go.
Just be advised, we have another break coming up in a few minutes. You're welcome to hold on through it, but please go ahead.
All right. So enemy, I'm going to ID the National Medicide Establishment Fourth Reich by name. Rochelle Walensky, Jew. He's the director. It's the director. Deputy director Ann Schuchat, Jew. Chief of Staff Sherry Berger. Now let me think. Maybe Sherry is related to Sandy Berger. Remember Sandy Berger and the Clintonista crime family regime?
I remember the name, absolutely.
Sandy Berger, the guy that stole some documents out of whatever it was, the congressional. All right, so you got Sherry Berger, Chief of Staff of the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Did you hear what I said? Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Chief of Staff, Sherry Berger. Jew. Chief Medical Officer Mitchell Wolf. Jew. Washington Director Jeff Rezik. Jew. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. Jew.
Well, there you go. It sounds like maybe more than a coincidence there. Hey, please stay with us. We'll be right back with Fred Wolverine on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thanks for hanging in there to another break. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. And, I have got our friend Fred with us. I would like to point out, yeah, absolutely, it does seem like a lot more than a coincidence that, you know, apparently Jewish people, you know, as in light of the fact I know some wonderful Jewish people, it does seem that there's a disproportionate percentage of them at the helm of some really significant and dubious institutions, you know, mainly media and banking and some of these institutions that basically amount to crime syndicates. So that is troubling. And, please continue your point. We are, you know, definitely all ears over here, Fred. Thank you.
Okay. I want to continue here. I mentioned Pfizer's CEO because someone previously on RBN mentioned that this guy refused to take even the first kill shot, injection, stab. I want people to remember Cassis. This might even be something Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, could maybe do a new tune with, Cassis. Kill shot, injection, stab. By the way, that your intro, your Fender music here, isn't that Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull?
It is, yeah. And the first one is from an old tune, Beret, which is from the 14 or 1500s. So, yeah, pretty classic
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, well, he did one. I think he did an album, Bridge of Sighs. And there's a title.
That was Robin Trout.
Well, that was. Oh, okay. I really like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we got this guy, Albert Bourla. And then we've got Moderna's vaccine creator, Tel Zaks, Z-A-K-S.
Well, what is it? How's that all leads to? Do you think this all leads to, sort of an agenda coming out of? I mean, yeah. Please add it all up for us, because we do have a limited amount of time. But I'm interested to hear your bottom line boil down.
Yeah. Let me just finish the names. So you got Moderna's creator Tel Zaks, Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky, AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot, Secretary HHS Xavier Becerra, and Assistant Secretary, Health Secretary there, Rachel Levine. Now, I'm not, and these are all Jews, and I'm reading from one of the data inputter commentators, SEPTEL, SEPTELL, and this I found on BitChute under the title of this video, Dr. David Martin, this is a patented pre-planned mass murder of billions. This is a Stu Peters interview on BitChute, Stu Peters. John, National Intel Report, about, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago, he read off all these names, but he didn't cite the source. I found it, and it's as I said, SEPTEL, in conjunction with this video, this Dr. David Martin, this is a patented pre-planned mass murder of billions. The significance of this is this guy goes through all the patents, names the numbers, the date, the entities who happen to be all Jewish, that were responsible for applying for the patent, and in several cases applying for a secrecy, a special secrecy provision, which they are also granted. And it all goes back, it's everything synthetic. The hydrogel, which is the graphene oxide, and the mRNA, which is the synthetic S1 sequence, okay? And it all goes back to 1990 when Pfizer was granted its first synthetic canine corona DNA RNA sequence patent. So, and this, by the way, White Rose, is corroborated also by Karen Kingston, in a video with Stu Peters, in an interview with Stu Peters on BitChute by the title, Deadly Shot, Former Pfizer Employee. She goes through other damning evidentiary proof regarding the deadly elements in all of these kill shot injection stabs. Okay?
Yeah. Now, there's great research. There's great research out there. I wonder if you're aware of the tie-in to DARPA, because the pharmaceutical industries certainly are culpable in a large way, and I thank you for bringing that information to us. There's also information gathered by one of the best researchers I know, Whitney Webb, and both of the U.S. manufacturers of these injections link to DARPA and the Defense Advanced Research Program.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can't recall all the specific elements of Karen Kingston's the former Pfizer. She was the quality control data analyst in that presentation, Deadly Shots, former Pfizer employee with Stu Peters. She ID'd DARPA. She got into a segment on that. And, you know, the reason I'm citing these people instead of people like Whitney Webb, Whitney Webb has no credentials. Karen Kingston has significant credentials, okay? All these people, Dr. David Martin, PhD, significant credentials, okay? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., significant credentials. Dr. Lee Merritt, MD, she's also interviewed by Stu Peters by something about, deadly COVID, mind virus, whatever. Her website, you ought to try to interview her sometime. Lee Merritt is the medical rebel. TheMedicalRebel.com is Lee Merritt. She goes into it. She was a 10-year veteran of the U.S. Navy. Okay? Now, real quick, because I really get incensed, okay, when I remember people making these declarations about America's greatest generation, those who fought W-2, okay? Well, when you have time, this is only 13 minutes. It's called the Dresden Inferno. On BitChute, Dresden Inferno by Vertigo Politics. Vertigo Politics. The Dresden Inferno. And it's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. They first carpet bombed starting on the 13th of February, 1944, I think it was.
And, yeah, they firebombed Dresden, yeah.
After they carpet bombed them for many hours straight, then was a few hours reprieve. Then they came back with the damn incendiaries. And that went on for, it demolished everything in Dresden, which was an amazing center of culture, art, et cetera.
Well, it was a true Holocaust. It was the fire of Holocaust. Absolutely.
Well, look, here's why that happened. Most people, including you, have never heard this. The Dresden Conference of 1882 convened because the people at that point, I'm sure this is during the Weimar Republic, the German people were totally sick of pornography, homosexuality, prostitution, and, of course, the infamous satanic Talmudic Kabbalah, voodoo, Jew bankster, usury crap. So they said, we got to figure out a strategy. The strategy was ultimately, when Hitler was elected, well, we'll just give them the ultimatum. Get out of here. Take your wealth. Get out. Don't ever come back. You can leave freely. They even set up a special fund, an exodus fund. It was called the transfer agreement, even. Some guy, some Jewish guy, wrote a book, the transfer agreement. It was all high integrity, high morality. The German people didn't want to kill any of them. Just get out and don't ever come back. If you do, we are going to kill you. Well, those that stayed behind because they were directed to do so began all the terror activities. They're the ones who burned the Reichstag, the fucking kosher certified Talmudic Kabbalah voodoo Jew terrorists. And I bet you anything, a majority of the Third Reich were infiltrated by them. And they are the source of this so-called 6 million Hola hoax event. I'm sick of it.
Well, history certainly has been monkeyed with, and I don't believe much of what I hear anywhere mainstream, and the evidence certainly doesn't add up to
you know, what they would have us believe. So I appreciate your calling in and to shining light on those things. You brought up a lot of, serious points and places for us to look. I am going to thank you for calling in and let you go. I invite you to call back next week. I appreciate you, having a well-researched, amount of information to bring to us to consider. So, Fred, thank you. There he goes, everybody. There goes Frank, somewhere in the great north, looking for moose and bringing us a lot of things to ponder. There certainly is, a lot of changing of history that's been done. I will disagree with him about Whitney Webb and her credentials. I think she has a strong track history of being right and substantiated fact that she's bringing to light. So, yeah, I would not dismiss Whitney Webb. She's young and does not have the resume that some of the other people mentioned had. And, I tend to not want to get off into, hating on one particular group of people or another, but there does appear to be a disproportionate amount of Jewish involvement in plotting against, that which is good in the world. And I don't know why that is. And I know it's not 100%, any group, and I don't recommend anybody hate on any group of people, but I would certainly like to understand that better. It's something to look at and something to understand better than we normally do. And I certainly don't trust mainstream history or mainstream media on that. So I apologize, folks, that Jay Dyer was not able to join us again. I'm also hoping to have Pastor Art Pawlowski, the wonderful pastor from Canada, who bounced the Gestapo out of his church in Calgary. He should be on with us over the next couple of weeks. And instead we had Fred calling in. That was a wild ride. And I've got Pat in Texas on line one. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? I can barely hear you. It's probably my phone.
Oh, okay, Pat. Is that a little better?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm getting right up on the microphone. Pat, thank you for calling in. How are things in Texas?
Pretty hot.
Okay, well, we only have a few minutes. We're going for about 3 minutes until the next break at 4:50. So, yeah, please share with us anything you'd like, but be advised, you only have 3 minutes till the next break.
Okay, I'm glad I listened, even though I didn't have that much to say. But what I did after Wolverine got on there, I went to Conservapedia, was it DuckDuckGo, and I looked up Lon Horiuchi, the infamous sniper at Ruby Ridge and Waco. And I was surprised that he would be Jewish. I mean, he is so Oriental looking. He was born in Hawaii, but he said he was Jewish. Never know.
So did Sammy Davis Jr., right?
I don't know. Was he Jewish?
I think he said he was. I'm not sure how that works.
See, that's somebody who chooses a religion, or is it somebody who, what is a Jew?
Yeah, well, I think you have to adhere to their ideology, and there certainly is a lot of history. I guess some of them are Sephardic from the Middle East, and some are not. I guess there's the Khazarians that are from elsewhere, and that's where the Talmudic component comes from, and they actually aren't Semitic. So there's a very, very mixed bloodline, within the, under the umbrella of Judaism, and I don't pretend to understand 100%, but I know it's very mixed, and it looks like to some degree it's been taken over by a rather dark, sinister cult at some point. So I don't think real Jews are evil. I think it's been sort of a taken over.
I don't want anybody to judge me as a Christian over all the people who call themselves Christian anymore. But I wanted to point out that, man, I got into a website. I mean, it's this picture after picture after picture on there. And I never had seen anything about it. I hadn't really seen pictures of Weaver, and his wife was real pretty, Vicky.
Yeah, well, they were set up. I did a good amount of research into that, and I actually read the original court transcripts, you know, as close as I could get to the source documents that they were. And he was completely set up by the FBI. They attempted to get him to, produce and sell a shotgun that the barrel had been cut down. And they were after him. They tried to set him up for a long time before they were finally successful.
You know who saved him from actually getting bombed out? I mean, gas bombed out and burned up? The skinheads. Skinheads were there with just watching, you know. And when that helicopter came over with a big old balloon of gasoline, they would go dump on it and burn up.
Oh, my Lord. Well, hey, Pat, if you can stay with us, that would be great. We got a break here, and we'll be right back with the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcasting.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is the tail end of show number 30 on August 28th of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe, and I'm joined by
Pat in Texas. Pat, thank you for joining us. We just have a couple of minutes left. Did you want to finish up a point before we let you go?
Well, I saw a book over there that I've never seen before. I should have looked, see what it was pretty. It's called A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. And Ron Paul wrote something on the front of it, like a foreword, and it was written by John W. Whitehead with introduction by Nat Mint, MENTHOFF.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I love Ron Paul. Could you read the title again so people can go and look for it?
A Government of Wolves, W-O-L-V-E-S. Subtitle, The Emerging American Police State. Yeah, I'm going to try to get hold of that.
No doubt. That would be a good I'm sorry, go ahead, Pat.
There's a lot of photos on there, you know. I just had to do all that while he was talking. Fortunately, he talked a long time. I'm so glad. I knew that. That's what's good about RBN. I can just be listening away, you know, and I'll learn something before it's all over. And I don't even have a computer. I don't have my cell phone. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure, God bless Pat. You. Thank you for sharing that. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for sharing that. There she goes. There goes Pat in Texas. And thank you, folks, for being with us through another episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I appreciate your being here. I want to thank a few people before we go. We just have a couple minutes left. But we want to thank RBN. You know, it's one of the last places that will let people come on and talk about anything and get as extreme as they feel they need to. To really exercise our First Amendment rights. Our caller there, Fred Wolverine, is a good example of that. I mean, I loved hearing the guy, spout what he felt was important with no restraints. And I don't, of course, agree with everything he said, and I'm certainly not angry at any group of people or hold any group of people very accountable. But being able to talk openly, you know, and then to assess it and reject that which we don't agree with and accept things we do and to learn new things. You know, I'm so appreciative of the platform here. So I want to personally thank John Stabmiller and RBN. And if you can support them in any way financially, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and do that. They really do deserve our support. I'd also like to thank Casey Wayland. Casey has a great site and a great YouTube channel. It's North Idaho Exposed. And regardless of where you are, Casey has great examples of citizen journalism and wonderful guests, people that are standing up and speaking out. He covers a lot of very difficult topics. And a mutual friend of both of ours I'd like to thank personally. I'm hopefully going to get to see him and speak with him tomorrow, Ammon Bundy. And Ammon Bundy is responsible for peoplesrights.org, and you can find him at votebundy.com. So thank you, everybody. God bless you, and I wish everybody well and safety and comfort, and I hope you have a great week. Hopefully you can join us next week on the White Rose Resistance Hour, when hopefully we'll have Jay Dyer and maybe Jamie Hanshaw and possibly even Pastor Art Pawlowski on with us. I hear the music coming up. I love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Skating away, on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Power Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff.